Walker says the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority has committed $100 million to a Transform Milwaukee plan over the next 2 years. The aid will come in the form of federal tax credits, business development loans, workforce housing financing, residential mortgage loans, and grants to clean up vacant property. Walker says the money will mainly be spent in economically depressed parts of the city, where there's double-digit unemployment.
When Milwaukee's doing better, does it help the rest of the state's economy? It lowers the amount of resources that taxpayers statewide provide in terms of other services through state government.
The Republican governor rejects the idea that his plan is like the Obama administration's economic stimulus effort of 2009.
These are resources the state has available right now. This is not new money. This is not raising taxes. There's nothing that goes. Nobody here anywhere in the state of Wisconsin is going to pay any more in taxes for these resources.
Walker says his administration has been working on Transform Milwaukee for about a year, and the announcement has nothing to do with the recall election he's facing. Milwaukee mayor and Democratic candidate for governor Tom Barrett is skeptical.
He had been county executive for 8 years, had been governor for 15 months, and we had never seen an initiative dealing with the central city of Milwaukee until 36 days before he's going to face the voters.
Barrett says Milwaukee would like to have a partnership with the state if the state is serious about helping. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.